I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Those rising sea levels climate scientists have been warning will cause us all kinds of misery. Well, we can stop using the future tense to talk about them. Some cities are already experiencing this, and not just because of climate change. Jakarta, for example, has long been considered one of the most flood-prone cities in the world, only partly because of climate change, and there are big plans to deal with Jakarta's water problems. But critics say those plans will hurt some of the city's poorest residents. From our partners at the Ground Truth Project here at WGBH, here's Chris Bentley.
When it comes to getting a grip on Jakarta's flooding problem, it's hard to know where to start. So let's just start here, on a seawall along the northern edge of this sprawling city. This concrete barrier defends millions of Jakartans from the Java Sea. But it's just a few inches from overtopping, and it's in bad shape.
Basically, this is a life-threatening situation.
Victor Konen works for a Dutch engineering firm that the Indonesian government has asked for help.
I mean, if this seawall breaks, you have 3 meters of water in this kampung area where nobody can swim.
That kampung is the poor neighborhood behind the wall. 100,000 people living well below sea level. That's partly because climate change is slowly pushing sea levels up. But the much bigger problem right now is that parts of Jakarta itself are sinking because the water table beneath the city is being depleted. And the city's sinking fast, nearly 10 inches a year in some places. Almost half of Jakarta is now below sea level.
So it is really a problem on top of another problem, making things even more difficult.
Jakarta's problems managing water have piled up over decades as it grew into one of the biggest cities on Earth. Now the Indonesian government is trying to address some of them with an ambitious coastal development strategy. It includes a $30 billion plan to build a new seawall, 300 miles long, and to enclose Jakarta Bay behind a chain of artificial islands. But the plan isn't sitting well with some of the very people it's supposed to protect. Kuat Wibisono is a fisherman from the kampung of Muara Anki. He says there was no consultation by the government about the plan. Wibisono says new islands in the bay are already affecting local fishermen's catch. He acknowledges that flooding can be a real problem, but he doesn't think the bay development plan will solve that, or anything else. We don't really see how the reclamation project will improve our lives, Wibisono says, because it's burying our fishing area. What he thinks it's really about is making more room for rich people. That's because the new seawall and islands would be financed by leasing the islands to developers. Engineer Victor Konen understands it sounds like a land grab.
Indeed, yeah, this does create the image that this is a project for the rich. Unfortunately, they are the only ones who can finance this kind of schemes. If you don't want to do it with this kind of high-end developments, then you have to finance with public money, and public money is scarce in Indonesia.
One place public money is being spent to try to help address Jakarta's flooding problem is inland. Jakarta is built around 13 rivers that descend from the surrounding mountains, and they're flooding more and more. Some of that's thanks to increasing rainfall, some because of the sinking land problem, some is because just about every square inch of land here has been paved over. Then there's the problem of trash and overcrowding. The banks of those rivers are filled with kampung neighborhoods, which are home to millions of people. There are shacks built on bamboo stilts right over the muddy riverbanks, and many residents toss their garbage right into the rivers.
The drainage should be very clean. It not be plugged by the rubbish.
Sri Tantri Arundhati is Indonesia's director of climate change adaptation. She says trash can clog pumps and dams and prevent the rivers from draining to the sea. So many people crowded along the riverbanks can make flooding worse.
Actually, the people, they are not legal live there because it's a government land.
So the government's answer is to relocate as many as 100,000 riverside residents to new high-rises and replace their riverside settlements with flood zones and levees. But here, too, many residents aren't happy with the government's flood control plans. This woman, named Siafi Chiani, was given 4 months' notice before being evicted from a kampung in East Jakarta last year. She says she stood in front of her home crying and shouting when bulldozers showed up early one morning to demolish her entire neighborhood. I can't accept the reasons they gave for the eviction, she says. It felt like my heart was torn into pieces. so Fitriani's been given a low-rent apartment in one of the new high-rises. But she says she makes less money selling snacks from a cart in her new neighborhood than she did by her old house by the river. So Fitriani's neighborhood tried to fight the evictions, but they lost. And many more are planned across the city. The government's hope is that unclogging the rivers and riverbanks will let floodwaters flow more freely out of the city. Jakarta's seaside poor worry that the giant seawall project could also bring more wrenching evictions, not just from the area around the new wall, but from the wall itself.
As you can see up there, people are living on the seawall.
Victor Konen, the Dutch engineer, acknowledges that any technical fixes to Jakarta's massive flooding problems only get at part of the problem.
If you strengthen the seawall, it means that these people will lose their livelihood. It's not the technical solution that's the problem. It's the social problem. How to do that so they have a future.
Yeah. Some Indonesians see Jakarta's mountain of challenges managing water as a window into the future for other cities threatened by climate change. But Konen says it's a future many cities can still avoid if they pay attention.
So the lesson for other cities is act while you still can, and then you can avoid these mega engineering solutions.
Konen says Jakarta is also a reminder that while it's possible to engineer solutions to climate change and rising water, the hard part is finding solutions that are fair. For the world, Chris Bentley, Jakarta.
Tomorrow, Chris reports on a new smartphone app that's helping the people of Jakarta respond to flood emergencies.